Border crossings on the Haines Highway and Klondike Highway are currently still open, according to customs and border agents working there. It is unclear when the closure announced by the president will take effect. The only roads to Haines and Skagway pass through Canada. People who are trying to get home from other areas of Alaska and the lower 48 are worried what the closure means for their travel plans. Skagway resident Mike Swayze is currently driving back from Arizona. He is hoping that he will be able to make it past the border before it officially closes.
Because it could happen at any second. And I've been in touch with border guards from both the U.S. and Canadian side. I've been in touch with the mayor of Skagway, who's been in close contact with state senator from Alaska. Nobody knows. Nobody has any idea when it's actually going to be closed.
He's not the only one. Haines resident Ron Jackson drove to Washington 3 weeks ago for some medical appointments. He says he was turned away by hospitals because they are only receiving emergency patients at this time. Now he is worried that he might get turned away at the border.
So I'm trying to figure out if I qualify as essential or not, trying to get home.
Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says it has been difficult to get information about the border closure. The president's announcement stated that only non-essential travel across the border would be prohibited. Cremata wants to know what kinds of transportation would still be allowed.
Because we are, relatively isolated here, will people potentially who live in Skagway be allowed access up to Whitehorse? So we're trying to get answers pertaining to those questions, the most immediate of which, of course, are trying to figure out how to get our people back to their homes.
KHNS will continue to provide updates on the closure as more details become available. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.